A cheaper alternative to electric cars, the rise of electric bikes and scooters. As gas prices continue to rise, the conventional wisdom is to switch to an electric car. While this advice isn't wrong, it ignores the fact that many people can't simply buy a new car to replace their existing gasoline-powered vehicle. Even the most affordable EVs on the market start at around $30,000, which is a significant financial hurdle for those who already own a working gas car and can't justify replacing it with a brand new vehicle. This leaves many people facing rising fuel costs looking for alternative solutions. For under $1,000 today, you can buy a surprisingly capable e-bike that can reach 28 miles per hour and has at least 20 to 30 miles of range. The single best-selling e-bike in the US is priced at $999, and it's a darn good one. Spend a little more, say $1,500 to $2,500, and you can get a genuinely excellent commuter e-bike that can easily replace a large percentage of daily car trips. Need something faster? Electric seated scooters capable of 50 plus mph are now available in the $3,000 range. These machines can handle faster urban roads and longer suburban trips that might be out of reach for most bicycles. Even compared to the cheapest electric car, this is a massive difference in upfront cost. If your knee-jerk reaction is, "What if it's cold or rains?" then let me introduce you to the concept of gloves and rain jackets. But if that's too extreme for you, then the answer is then drive that day. E-bikes or e-scooters make great second vehicles, and you can still save a ton of money using them even if you still rely on your gasoline-powered car for certain trips when necessary. Charging an e-bike battery typically costs just a few cents. Even larger electric scooters often cost well under a dollar to recharge. For most e-bike riders, their yearly fuel costs are less than the price of a single cup of coffee. This is especially true for those who can replace some car trips with smaller electric vehicles. Electric bikes and electric scooters also dramatically reduce the other hidden costs of car ownership: insurance, registration, maintenance, parking, and repairs. By switching to these alternatives, individuals can save money on these expenses and allocate it towards more essential needs. Replacing some car trips with smaller electric vehicles can actually be more enjoyable. My wife and I used to own a car, but when her sister's car broke down and was effectively totaled, we gave her ours to use. We didn't really use it that much anyway, as city dwellers with e-bikes and an e-scooter. At first, we assumed we'd replace our car eventually. However, over time, we realized we simply didn't need it. We get around primarily on our electric bicycles for local trips, errands, and commuting. When we need to travel farther or use faster roads, we ride a 55 miles per hour electric scooter. It's a lot of fun to ride our bikes together or to have my wife hug me from behind all the way to date night. For those who can't replace their car trips with smaller electric vehicles, renting a car for longer trips is another viable option. This approach works surprisingly well and is dramatically cheaper than owning a car full-time. It's an innovative solution that shows the potential of electric bikes and scooters in reducing our reliance on gasoline-powered cars. While electric cars are part of the solution to rising gas prices, this alternative solution offers a more affordable option for many people. When gas prices soar, it's time to rethink our transportation needs and explore alternatives like e-bikes and scooters. By doing so, we can reduce our carbon footprint and save money on fuel costs. In conclusion, electric bikes and scooters are an exciting and affordable solution for those looking to reduce their reliance on gasoline-powered cars. With prices starting at under $1,000, they offer a compelling alternative to electric cars and can help individuals save money on fuel costs and other expenses associated with car ownership.